you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. I love it. As we're just coming back, the man came and goes, I just sent you an insane piece of audio. Now yeah. I'm trying to pull it up here.
Yeah. Hang on. Well, we have not heard it. I haven't heard it. You haven't heard it.
Yeah. I'll give you a little bit of a preamble here. So you know how NPR is out there saying, yeah, we're right down the middle. You shouldn't take away our funding. Right. And, yeah. You know, we believe in journalistic rigor and...
the rigor cracks me up.
Yes. Okay. Well, there is a reporter. She does a show on WBUR, public radio.
Burr. Okay.
Yeah. Her name is Meghna Chakrabarty.
Nice.
And
right.
She just told a story on her show that kind of runs counter to NPR's narrative right now. Do you remember the Great Barrington Declaration?
Yes.
This was during COVID, where a whole bunch of people got together and said, hey, the lockdown stuff doesn't work. We need to find a better way.
Dr. J. Bhattacharya was one of them.
Yeah, and they got silenced for that. Dr. Francis Collins, the head of the NIH at the time, said, no. This is all wrong. This is terrible. Well, here's what this reporter said about her efforts to cover it. She wanted to do a show on it.
Really?
To have a debate about it, to say, do they have a point? Do they not have a point? And she shared this anecdote here.
Okay.
Just want to add a little transparency-based anecdote here from our own experience about feeling that you just can't have certain conversations, right, in 2020. Because there was a point in time where I wanted to actually do a show on the Great Barrington Declaration.
I was there.
Yeah, and I wanted to do a very, just a rigorous analysis of what the basis of the recommendations from the Great Barrington Declaration, what the basis was, and you know, do what you said, like try to bring some evidence to scrutinize it positively or negatively. The reason why I bring it up is these political pressures. There was one person in particular that was a colleague of mine who just said, we cannot talk about it. That even talking about it in a rigorous, objective manner is spreading misinformation. I'll never forget that.
Wow. I applaud the person for being honest about it now.
Yeah.
5 years late, but that's fine.
Could they lose their job now, you think?
I wonder.
It'd be too obvious, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Can't just turf this person now. But yeah, you're right. Would have had more respect to do it in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, couldn't really, I guess.
Well, no.
It wasn't allowed.
Well, it was shut down all over the place. I don't forget how many times you got warned on Facebook or
lots. Yeah. Well, yeah. On my personal account, I got jammed up. They sent me down to the basement for a while. But no,
we get stuff about you spreading misinformation. It's like we're asking questions,
you know,
man.
That's it. Oh yeah, one guy was like, "Blood's on your hands for thousands of deaths and all this crap." Yeah, I mean, it happened all the time. Yeah, but the older you get, the less innocence you have.
Sure.
And what innocence you do have, naturally, if you hang around this world long enough, will be stripped away from you. and that was one of those things
nice,
where,
yeah,
right,
message.
Where you hear this, you know, and this is what we have to do, and this is the reason why, and you know, this came from bats in China, and all the lies that were told to us.
Oh yeah.
And once you get the vaccine, you don't have to worry about it anymore. You're not going to get COVID. And you're not going to spread COVID. Lies, all lies, and they knew it. And so what little faith I had in it, the NIH or Fauci or his ilk, which I did, even when this thing started, I would stop what I was doing to see Fauci.
Yeah.
Because man, I want to hear from this guy, right?
He knows what's going on.
Yeah. And just it was all lies. He just told lie after lie after lie.
Well, and then more things started coming out about his history and everything else.
Well, and you know, the going to the grocery store and the lines and the masks, and it just everything was nuts.
Well, and Schellenberger, Uncle Schellenberger, Tybee, all those guys that were the independent journalists were talking about it, saying, "Hold on a second." Especially after the Twitter files came out.
Yeah.
Then you could really see where free speech was stifled. And Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford, he was a highly regarded guy in that medical world.
Yeah.
Marty McCary. I mean, the list goes on and on. Oh, no, these are quacks. What?
Yeah, discredited them altogether.
Yeah. Like it's interesting that she's saying that today after what happened yesterday in the White House with the executive order that got brought into Trump.
First relates to gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function research is a type of biomedical research where pathogens are adulterated, viruses are adulterated.
And it goes through the whole thing of what it is, and go ahead.
To enforce the ban on federal funding for gain-of-function research abroad. It also strengthens other oversight mechanisms related to that issue and creates an overarching strategy to ensure that biomedical research in general is being conducted safely and in a way that ultimately protects human health more.
And Trump's like,
it's a big deal. Could have been that we wouldn't have had the problem we had.
A lot of people say that, sir.
If we had this done earlier. Thank you.
Thank you. There, it's signed. It's done. Wow. Meanwhile, Ilhan Omar has had some old video resurface online. Don't know if you've seen that story. Because it was, what, last week? When it was Daily Caller reporter?
Mm-hmm.
Asked a question, and she didn't have a nice answer for him?
No.
Congresswoman Omar, I'm Miles Morrell with the Daily Caller News Foundation.
Yeah.
Do you think more of your Democratic colleagues should be traveling to El Salvador to advocate on behalf of Abednego Garcia?
I think you should.
Whoa!
I'm sorry, what, Congresswoman? Who should?
You.
Why me?
We're not taking any questions right now, but here.
That was a fair question. Should more Democrats go support Abrego Garcia? Because now they've abandoned that thing, it does appear.
Yeah.
That all the news came out of what he's all about. But when that came out, and I remember this at the time, this was 2018, when Ilhan Omar was doing this interview on Al Jazeera when she was talking about white dudes in America being the real threat. If you remember this, roll it.
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
What?
We should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
Okay.
Yes. And I guess some people missed that at the time,
mm-hmm.
like J.D. Vance. Vice President, boy, did he rip on that. A lot of people did. Said, this isn't just sick. It's actually genocidal language. What a disgrace this person is. Senator Mike Lee, this is blatant racism. Who condemns it? Somebody else. Yeah, never ceases to be an embarrassment for Minnesota. Yeah. That's Ilhan Omar. The left's got some problems, kids.
Yeah.
Out there just yapping.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah, let them keep talking.
Yeah.
Some people did something.
They sure did. No doubt about it. Meanwhile, a Rhode Island rep warned that showing a kid's book could lead to arrest. What is this about?
Yeah, so Rhode Island representative, she's a Republican, Sherry Roberts, was testifying in a committee hearing about getting the groomer books out of public school libraries. And got a weird warning from Democrat Representative Robert Craven when she tried to hand out graphic images from, remember, a book in a school library.
Okay.
Before I begin my testimony, I'd like to draw your attention first to a 5-page packet of child sexual depictions via both drawings and very lewd descriptive writings. Could we please just show this to the committee members, please?
Is that actual?
Wait.
Is that actual images? Is that like?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't distribute.
That's contraband.
Those. Yeah. To distribute it would be a crime, believe it or not. It's in the school, you dope.
We don't want to do that.
I don't know what it is, but out of an abundance of caution, I don't want to put you in a position to have somebody criticize you for that.
That's fine.
Hold on a second. Pause. That just proves the point.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's contraband.
Is that lost on people?
Yeah. No.
I mean, lost on the left? Well,
yeah, lost on the left. I think this was more of a tactical thing for this Democrat because, I mean, he knows she's not going to get thrown in jail.
Right.
For putting those pictures out. He knows that. But he also doesn't want those records or those images in the record or for people to actually see what it is that she and many other Republicans have been talking about.
We've been doing this grooming thing for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do something to stop this. How sick.
So, this is, anyway, it was one sample of many currently being marketed to a target audience of children. So obviously, if I shouldn't be showing it here, it probably shouldn't be marketed to children.
Yep. Golly, man.
We do live in the upside down.
We do.
It feels like.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is more people are waking up to it all the time. I'm convinced of that. And you can see it in polling.
I agree with you, and I hope you're right. I mean, I do. I can't believe that we're even talking about some of this stuff.
Wow.
That there's pushback
yes.
from one party.
All right. Other news. Speaking of kids, this second grader ordered 30 cases of Dum Dums on Amazon.
That's awesome.
Each case had 2,340 suckers. So you're looking at 70,000 total.
Oh, well.
Nearly $4,000.
Wow.
So the teacher contacted Amazon as soon as she realized what happened, because this was in a class. Holly says her second grader ordered all these. Initially, Amazon said, well, okay, you could just refuse the delivery and refund the money. But when the driver came, they didn't knock. They just stacked all the cases on her porch.
Yeah. Oh,
and
no.
Then once delivered, they said, we can't take them back. So then she tells the story on social media. And then a few news stations pick it up. And people started ordering boxes from her to help her out. And she said she managed to sell them all.
That's all right. Nice. All right.
So that's not all bad. We don't know. Did the kid do it on purpose or was it a mistake?
Right. A little from column A, a little from column B, I would say.
Yeah, maybe. Right, let's go.
Maybe.
It's going to be a lot of happy kids at doctors and dentist office now, though.
Yeah.
You get one on their way out. Yeah.
Yeah. Why does the kid have her phone, too, is another question. It's a really good question.
No.
All right. The five stories we're watching today in a news update straight ahead.